Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, thank you, Scott Chan. In hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We're going to be joined by Congressman and officially now candidate to be the next Speaker of the House, Jim Jordan of Ohio, will check in with us. We have this problem with Joe and Jill Biden. Their dog now had to be removed from the White House, this time attacking Biden staffers after they have already attacked, this dog has attacked and bitten Secret Service agents. The dog's name is Commander. And he's been involved in more biting incidents than previously reported by the White House, according to multiple sources out today. The U.S. service has acknowledged 11 reported biting incidents involving their personnel. And sources said the real number is higher and includes executive residence staff and other house workers. I mean, this dog is on a fighting binge, the likes of which we've never seen. And it's a German Shepherd. It's not like a small dog. It's like a little baby wolf. By the way, every dog is like a baby wolf. So there's this dog trainer guy that's on in an article on FoxNews.com. And I love these guys because it's never the dog's fault, actually, believe it or not. It's everyone says, oh, they're a bad dog. Well, sometimes people breed dogs to be bad. And, you know, some people remember that crazy, you know, dog fighting was popular at different points in time. Michael Vick got involved in that. I know he regretted it, and I know he's changed his ways, but I'm not trying to drag up anything against him. I thought he was a great quarterback. Anyway, so there's this renowned dog trainer by the name of Tom Davis. I don't know who he is, but he knows what he's talking about. And he says it's a lack of leadership, boundaries, and structure that has led to Biden's dog go on this biting spree. And then he goes on to say, you know, there's no such thing as a podcast titled No Bad Dogs, and specializes in improving the behavior of the nation's most aggressive canines. And then he goes on to say, he goes, if somebody bit 11 times, you know, since he was brought to the premises, he goes, they got a problem here. And he said, you know, he works with aggressive and antisocial dogs at a facility in upstate New York. And how he assessed it is, you know, citing his work experience, he said the dog's been put in an unfair environment to be successful. 10 out of 11 biting incidents have happened in a span of only 4 months. So for me, it's wrong dog for the wrong person, the wrong place. You've got to consider, you have to train these dogs. Anyway, Jim Jordan, Congressman Ohio, is with us. How's your voice holding up?
It's surviving, Sean. You talk probably more than any person, so you know what this is like. But yeah, we got the throat lozenges and a few other things going, but we're doing fine.
Nicole, I hate to tell you, when I would go on the road, and I used to have to keep my vocal cords to reduce the inflammation, you know, I got prescribed a number of times prednisone, which is the worst medicine on the face of the earth. You feel flush and bloated, have a voracious appetite, you can't sleep, it sucks. But anyway, but it does lower the inflammation in your vocal cords. I hope you don't have to get to that point. Anyway, great to have you. You're in the ring. Now, you had an opportunity the other night to give me the exclusive, and you didn't give it to me. What was up with that? Because I am supporting and endorsing your candidacy.
Well, I appreciate that, Sean. Well, look, the other night when I was on your show, we were scheduled to be on, and that was Kevin McCarthy. I didn't feel like it was. I just think it was right for me to go out and say I'm running for a job when we just had done just what had happened to Kevin. So, and frankly, Steve Scalise had called me then later that night and said that he wanted to meet the next morning. I felt it was important for me to go meet with Steve and tell him I was going to run and then announce publicly and start making phone calls to my colleagues and touch my colleagues. So that's why we did it that way. I thought that was the right way to do things. I still think it was the right way to do things. But we're running. And look, this two fundamental questions, Sean. Two fundamental questions. Who can unite the conference? Who can bring our team back together? Question number one. I think I can do that. Second, who can go tell the American people what we're doing and why it's important to them? And I think I can do that. If I thought someone else could handle those two things, I wouldn't run. I like the job I have as chairman of the Judiciary Committee doing the oversight we've been doing. But I think those two fundamental questions, I think I'm the guy who can bring our team back together and then go tell the country why it's important that we're getting things done for them and their family. And that's why I'm running.
I know that you've been on the phone nonstop. What is the reaction you're getting? I mean, you have all these varying factions in the House, and every Republican needs to understand, and I believe this to be true, that you're either going to succeed together or fail together. And this caucus, this conference has got to stay united. But yet you have a more moderate wing of the Republican Party. You got to deal with them. You've got 18 members that represent districts that Joe Biden won. Then you've got the Tuesday group. Then you got the study group. And then, of course, you're one of the founders of the Freedom Caucus, of which I am most aligned politically with. And so you got varying factions here. And to bring them together, it's going to be difficult. However, if they don't unite, they will fail together. That's a certainty.
Yeah, no, we do have to unite, and I said this back in January, the week of January when we nominated the speaker. I said that, you know, any differences between Republicans are pretty minor compared to the differences between us and the left, which now controls the other party. So let's get together and stop where they want to take the nation. I will tell you this, I got support from Scott Perry, who's chairman of the Freedom Caucus, all the way to Jeff Van Drew, who was a Democrat 4 years ago and switched parties, is now a great member of our Republican conference, and all kinds of people in between. So I feel like the support is just continues to grow as we continue to touch base and talk to colleagues about those two fundamental questions that I said earlier. Who can unite the party and who can go tell the country what we're doing?
Let's talk about what, you know, this rule, the one-member rule, the motion to vacate rule. Now, I have spoken to Matt Gaetz about this, and he's even put it out on Twitter. You know, if he gets the things that he's looking for, which, you know, I think we're all in agreement on, everything from term limits to, he wants to end lobbying, but he also wants secure borders, balanced budgets, and moving towards a balanced budget amendment and regular order and process and appropriations bills. So the process, as I understand it, I guess on Tuesday, you will all get together, and I guess the conference will have an opportunity to ask you and Steve Scalise, and maybe if anyone else gets in, these questions. Do you have any sense of talking to members where they stand with you and how many are going to support you?
Well, I think the number continues to grow as we're making calls. I feel good. I feel like the momentum is on our side. I agree with all those positions, but the reality is we got to deal with Chuck Schumer running the United States Senate. We got to deal with Joe Biden in the White House. And so it's tough to get all we want, but we should send good legislation over there and then go tell the country, hey, take up our legislation. You can amend it. You can change it. That's how the process works. But take it up. Just don't yell. A great example is our border security immigration enforcement bill. We all know this is the pressing issue in the country today.
This is H.R. 2.
Yeah, we sent a bill over there months ago. Mark it up if you want. Change and amend it. And then we'll go to conference committee. We'll fight it out. And then we'll see what the final product is. And we can see if we got the votes for that. That's how American government works. And as Churchill said, it's the worst form of government except for all the others. So let's do the process. That's how this great nation operates. And if we do that, we'll get some of what we want. But if we don't even engage in the debate and demand that they bring up the stuff we sent, we're not going to get anything. And that's what I think I can be effective at doing to help the country.
You see, what frustrates me in a lot of this, and this is why I really want Republicans united, because, you know, this is the one conservative branch of government. And frankly, I want all the pressure. If you guys pass, you know, budgets that begin to get this country onto more stable financial, you know, footings, then I think that's good for the country. Every American is now feeling the horrors of this economy of Joe Biden. If we deal with energy, if we deal with borders, if we deal with law and order, you know, those are the bread and butter issues that really will impact elections and the American people. I believe that's also the path that the American people have chosen when they put you guys in power. And I think that, you know, taking your principles, passing bills and handing them off to the Senate, let the pressure end up on them. When people have to call the Capitol, let them call their U.S. senator rather than their U.S. representative.
Yeah, what if we would pass a spending bill with the No Shutdown Act on it, and we say, okay, here's a bill that funds the government, but you know what? We're going to take this shutdown politics off the table. After all, it's a bipartisan bill. Why won't you guys take that up? And they go, oh, you know, think about how the excuses they'll try to come up with. That is so clear. A bill that says if you don't have the bills done that you're supposed to have done at the end of the fiscal year, then you just stay here and work. I love what Senator Lankford said. He said, it's just like a kid in school. If you don't get your classwork done, you stay after class and complete it. That's what this bill says. And while you're completing it, the government just stays funded at its current level. You don't increase it like Democrats want. You don't decrease it like Republicans want. You stay there and iron it out and figure out how you're going to fund the government and how you're going to get the policies that need to happen for the American people. That's how our system works. But we don't do that. That's the kind of stuff I would want to get in place. So you take off this, because the shutdown politics scenario always empowers the leaders. It's what Senator Schumer wants. It's what Joe Biden wants, because they get to throw all kinds of things on the bill. Oh, take it, or they're going to shut down the government. No, let's get that off the table, and let's do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, boy, he'd be afraid of that. That I can tell you. What should the motion to vacate bill, what should that rule look like? Should there even be that rule?
A Republican speaker should be accountable to the Republican conference, to Republican members, and to the voters they represent. That's how it works. So I think if our conference wants to change the motion to vacate, God bless them, let's change it. But if I'm speaker, I'm not going to go to Democrats to make that change, because it's a House vote. It has to happen on the full House. So we're going to have 218 Republicans who want to make that change. If we can do that, I think that makes sense. I think that is the right way to do it. Be accountable. You should be accountable. You should be accountable to the Republican.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if you become speaker, you'll be speaker for 15 months and no more. And either you'll be voted in speaker again, or if Republicans don't follow through on their promises and really show a distinct difference in the way they govern versus Democrats, we might be talking about a minority leader instead of a speaker.
So, well said. It's why we got to come together. Do what we told the American people we were going to do, and then go talk to them. Tell them why it's important, and explain what I just explained to you. A no shutdown bill on the spending bill, that would be such a good move, such a good policy for the country. So we're not always in this every year in this shutdown scenario. It would be so good, but you got to be willing to go communicate in a frank and honest way with the voters, and that's what I think I can do if I'm given the opportunity to be speaker.
How does this play out? Is it going to be Tuesday you all meet, you get questioned by members, you'll be in a full conference together? Do you believe the first vote will take place, and hopefully the last vote will take place on Tuesday, or is that more likely to occur on Wednesday?
There'll be a vote in the conference, but I think we shouldn't go to the floor unless we got 218 votes for a speaker. I just think that makes sense versus, you know, what happened in January is we had 15 rounds of this. So I think that makes sense. So let's iron out it. Let's figure it out. Let's come together. Let's go out to the floor, elect a speaker with 218 Republican votes, and then let's get on with the people's business.
You know, there's a scene in Braveheart where Sir Robert the Bruce is talking alone. Sir Wallace, may I speak with you alone? And then William Wallace says, unite us. Unite, lead them. Lead them. And they'll follow you, and so will I. And that's what I think people are looking for in a speaker. And I have no criticisms right now of Kevin. He's been through a lot. I think it's very hard when you have such a tiny majority to keep people together. It just is. And you add personality issues to it and forget it. It's like, you know, these blow-ups are, you know, somewhat incidental at times. But the more that Republicans see that they've got to stay together and hold the line, the better off I think you're all going to be. I'll give you the last word.
No, I couldn't have said it any better. That is so true. You know, remember where the left wants to take us. I love what Sarah Huckabee Sanders said when she said that the divide in America today is normal versus crazy. And there are all these crazy policies the left has when it comes to crime, when it comes to our border, when it comes to non-citizens voting. You can just go down the list. So if we don't come together, it's just, how do we stop and prevent where they want to take the nation? And that's what's fundamental, why I'm running.
All right. Take care of your voice. Ricola, hopefully you don't need the medicine. Jim Jordan, Ohio congressman, now running for speaker. I hope this is all done by this time next week, sir.
Yeah, let's hope so. Take care, brother.
All right. Thank you. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
On Hannity Show.
Hi, 25 till the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. I mean, you talk about the gang that can't shoot straight. You know, this whole disaster on immigration today and the back and forth of the Biden administration on immigration. I mean, it's literally dizzying, especially when you factor in all the lies that they've been telling us heretofore, which is, oh, no, the borders are secure, borders are secure. In a second, I'm going to play all this for you and get you up to speed, and then we'll be, you know, we'll talk more at length about it. Listen, I want to remind you about the Tunnel to Towers. I told you about their Let Us Do Good Village. It's in Land O'Lakes, Florida. This is a community that'll have about 100 homes for the foundation's program recipients. And anyway, two families already moved in, one a Gold Star family and the family of a severely injured hero that served our nation. Now, they moved into the community's first smart home. And the Let Us Do Good Village, it's really going to be, when it's all done, it's going to be a very special place where families will heal together, where the children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes can grow up and experience life together. Now, it's all thanks to the extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your generosity, because without your commitment, it can't happen. And that's why we're hoping you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity and join us on our commitment to Tunnel to Towers and their mission to do good and never forget. and they're asking all of us to put in $11 a month to make these projects possible. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All right, I don't even know which way my head should be spinning here. You know, Karine Jean-Pierre calling a border wall ineffective that can't even withstand heavy winds. Well, first of all, she's obviously never been there. Saying that a border wall is not effective policy. Now, this all comes on the heels of what this administration announced, that they said they are going to waive 26 laws in South Texas to allow the border wall construction as of yesterday. And the Department of Homeland Security posted the announcement on the U.S. Federal Registry detailing and outlining the construction in Stark County, Texas, part of the very busy Border Patrol sector that's seeing a very high percentage of illegal entry. And now they're saying, now Joe Biden is out there even saying today that, no, I didn't really mean that. Now, these are the same idiots. Just keep following the bouncing ball. Play all the cuts of all of them. You know, also telling us the border's closed and the border's secure. I mean, they're all nuts. Listen.
And instead of providing the needed resources for more border security technology and asylum officers and judges, it would waste taxpayer dollars on an ineffective wall. Again, an ineffective wall that can't even withstand heavy winds, let alone sophisticated criminal smuggling networks.
But we have talked about the border wall here in general as a way that it's been used to close the border. And we feel that it is a policy that doesn't work. And it's not just us. Experts have said that the border wall is not an effective policy.
Sounds to most folks like a crisis.
Well, look, it's way down now. We've now gotten control.
Precisely that. The border is closed.
Nor could I have been clearer and continue to be so, which is the border is closed.
The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
The border, we are working to make the border more secure.
You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border in that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
We agree that the border is secure.
Now, who could possibly keep up with this madness? I mean, it's absolute, at this point, insanity, which is pretty much all that, you know, I would expect from, you know, these people in Washington. It's pretty unbelievable to me. All right, joining us now to weigh in on all of this, I don't know if he can keep up with it, and he's one of the smartest guys in D.C., Senator Rand Paul. Looking forward to his book, by the way, that will be exposing Anthony Fauci and a lot of lies told to all of us on the issue of COVID. We'll get to that in a second. All right, so I think they're lying again to us. They've been lying to us, Senator, when they said that the border is secure. They've lied to us when they said the border's closed. Now, our eyes don't deceive us, Senator. We all see the disaster. We expect by the end of this year, some 8 million illegal immigrants will be in the country. And now they're willing to go through the difficult task of lifting these environmental restrictions, announcing it, and now condemning their own words and contradicting their own self and trying to say, well, Donald Trump's fault. This was money he appropriated. I have to spend it. You don't have to change environmental laws, do you?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, until a few weeks ago, if you went to a dinner party with Democrat or left-leaning friends, they would say it didn't exist. There was no problem. But, you know, then a few people showed up in New York, and now the mayor of New York sounds like he should be a commentator on Fox News. You know, he's worried about immigration. So something happens. It has happened. There's been a sea change. The Democrats are, I think they've quit denying that there's no problem, nothing to see here, and actually are admitting that there is a problem now that they're seeing it in front of their face. Will they be serious about fixing it? You know, there's a certain amount of irony that Biden's building Trump's wall for him. So it is kind of a little bit, fun to watch the idea that he's actually going to spend.
Well, he's saying it, but then on the other hand, he's speaking out of the other side of his mouth today, saying that walls aren't effective. Then why would he lift the environmental restrictions? That's not part of the funding deal. They're making that decision. So if he really didn't think the wall was going to work, rather than just admit that their policy is a disaster, which they're never going to do because they've lied to us the whole time, you know, they tried to just kind of thread the needle here, build the wall, but tell us it's ineffective and we shouldn't be doing it. And we're going to lift all these environmental restrictions that would have prevented us from doing it.
Well, the Republicans on the Appropriation Committee informed us last week, because they talked about this as part of the continuing spending resolution. They were going to try to fix some of this because the border wall money, which I think they were saying was a little over $600 million, was being spent and evaporated on a daily basis, basically on pet environmental projects, not on avoiding or getting rid of environmental rules, but basically by passing the money out to the environmental lobbyists. And so this is where the money was going. It was bleeding very rapidly, and they thought at the rate of spending that the $600 million would be gone in a month or two. So there is a question whether this is a bait and switch. Is he really going to do something on the wall? Is he really going to do something on border security? Or is this a cover for continuing spending the money on left-wing causes? And I think you're right to be doubtful that they may not be being forthright with us. But we'll see. But it is still kind of funny to think of Biden actually trying to complete Trump's wall for him. It just has a little bit of a humorous note to it.
Yeah, it really does. But I will tell you, it's a disaster. And I'm going to tell you the thing that, we have discussed before. And my greatest fear in all of this is on top of the money, which is astronomical. I mean, New York City alone, and they're only talking about 150,000, a relatively small number of people compared to, you know, what Texas is dealing with and border states are dealing with each and every day. And they're saying in the next 18 months, they're going to spend $12 billion. Now they're putting illegal immigrants in expensive hotels, $350 a night. They're building tent cities. That's not going to last through the winter. No way, no how. And so their policies, you know. But I will say the one thing that seems to have gotten the attention of everybody is Governor Abbott and Senator, I'm sorry, Governor DeSantis and others sending illegal immigrants to sanctuary states and cities and saying you wanted them, they're yours.
It's amazing how liberals sort of see the light when they actually see the problem up close. You know, the ones that were sent to Nantucket sure woke up those snotty left-wing people out there.
Those snotty left-wing people had them off that island in less than 24 hours.
Yeah. And the thing is you have to really imagine what it's like for a city like El Paso or Laredo or Brownsville, Texas. They've been dealing with this. You know, it's worse now under Biden, but they've been dealing with this influx for a long, long time. And I can remember 10, 15 years ago, the people talking about the hospitals there and so many people coming over, you know, fully ready to have their child. And just the inundation of the OB wing of these hospitals with migrants coming in and having their children in Texas, and just overwhelms the hospitals. It overwhelms the streets. And, you know, they've been shipping them silently to red states. And that's what Biden's been doing. Basically, you know, there were the reports of shipping them at 1 and 2 in the morning to different rural areas.
So it's 100% confirmed. We've got we sent our cameras and we watch them get off the planes in the dark of night in obscure airports. Like in New York, they'll land in White Plains or they'll land out in Long Island rather than LaGuardia or Kennedy, for example.
Yeah, and so now that people are actually seeing them in the city, you know, they're starting to sense this real problem. But I don't know, maybe this could ultimately unite the population. I think the Democrat politicians aren't fully aware of really needing to do anything yet. They resist any call for any kind of border security. But it's going to be part of all these spending battles now, because if the House majority, and it's a small majority, but if they could use their leverage to just say, no, you know, we're not going to pass anything, continuing resolution or otherwise, unless there's border security on it, we could regain the power of the purse. But the one way you get the power of the purse is you have to have 12 individual spending bills. If you put them all together in one, there's never enough courage, because once the government shuts down, everybody gets weak-kneed and says, oh, we got to give in, we got to give in, we're getting bad press. But if you had 12 individual bills, maybe the one bill that deals with border security, you hold that, and you hold it until the Democrats finally give in and do something about it.
All right, quick break. More with Senator Rand Paul on the other side. All right, we continue now with Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. Well, let me ask you about this. Let's get your take on what's been going on in the House. I'm worried about spending in the U.S. Senate. I'm worried about the deals Mitch McConnell cuts. I know he's your friend. I know he's from the same state. I don't know how far you want to go with it, but I have found too much of a willingness over there to go forward with omnibus bills, continuing resolutions, you know, and keeping to these idiotic spending levels that gave us $2 trillion in additional debt this last year alone.
Yeah, without question, the House is more conservative, and you'll get a more conservative approach. So I haven't voted for many continuing resolutions. I'm not sure if I voted for one ever, but I would have voted for the one that Chip Roy and those guys worked on because it had border solutions.
By the way, that says a lot. You know what my goal was? To get it in your hands and Mike Lee's hands and Ted Cruz's hands and put some pressure in your body.
Well, this is what I told them. It's also a hot potato. It's a potato that you want to pass off. You want to do something. So pass the CR, pass it with as many policy riders as you want, send it to the Democrats. You know they're going to strip them out. And then what happens from there is less certain because typically spending bills always pass. There's never a time when they don't pass. And they usually pass, and they're usually terrible. And they usually pass with unanimous Democrat support, and then the big government Republicans help them. And it always happens in the Senate that way, but it ends up being more difficult in the House because the Republicans control the House. Now, the one thing they could have done and might have saved McCarthy's speakership is I think he should have agreed to one-week CRs and every week do a new appropriation bill. And after 12 weeks, you'd have – you really didn't even need 12 weeks.
Well, they passed four of them. They had eight more to go.
Yeah, so you could do in 8 weeks. I'd do one-week CR, pass an appropriation bill. Because the problem is, and I can't speak for the eight who voted to vacate, but I think many of them didn't believe that he would actually put forward the subsequent eight bills. And in the Senate, I can tell you many of us on our side, the Republican conservatives, don't believe there's really any intention to finish this, that Schumer's intention and his goal, maybe with the help of some of the big government Republicans, will be another omnibus around Christmas time.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But why do I always suspect this is not going to end well for the American taxpayer? I see it coming. All right, so you got your book coming out. How many more weeks? Because I got an early copy of this, and it is a devastating takedown of Anthony Fauci about the lies told the American people. It is the most exhaustive, to be honest, analysis of what really happened during COVID. It's called Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. When is it coming out?
It's coming out next week. We'll actually be in Manhattan up there in your neck of the woods. We're going
to
release it.
By the way, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, you're better off in Kentucky.
We're only coming for a short time because we're afraid your tax man will capture us if we're stayed more than a couple of days. But we'll be in Manhattan, then we're going to be in D.C. releasing it. Then we have a book trip to Florida and then one to Texas. And it is an exciting time because this has really captivated my attention and my research skills and my wife. And we've just been obsessed with this. And what really got us started was seeing the emails from January 31st of 2020. These are the private emails of Fauci in private.
They were in a panic, weren't they?
In a panic. They're harried. The emails go on until 3 in the morning, but they're all in a panic because they all admit, all of them are admitting to each other and discussing that it looks like the virus was manipulated in a lab. And we know that they're doing gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab, and we're very worried that this is where it came from. They all conclude this until about a day later they change. And then in public, anybody who brought this up, myself, you, anybody else that brought it up, we were labeled a conspiracy theorist. We were taken down from Facebook for over a year. Facebook suppressed this knowledge as misinformation until one day you woke up and they said, well, maybe it's true. And then all of a sudden it's allowed to be on Facebook again and Twitter. But no, the book to me is fascinating going through this, but then to find out how extensive the cover-up is. It's not just Anthony Fauci. It's Anthony Fauci. It's the CIA. It's the Defense Department. It's the State Department. It's USAID. They're all involved in this, and they're all trying to obscure the fact that they funded this research in China, that it was dangerous, and specifically that they avoided the safety committee. So Fauci, on January 31st, 2020, his 3 a.m. email is to the guy in charge of the safety committee. And he's basically saying nothing to see here. And you can imagine the guy in charge of the safety committee is going, why didn't I ever see this research? Why wasn't this ever reviewed? This is a scandal so big, and they've all admitted to it in private. We have the proof sitting in front of us, and yet we have a Merrick Garland and a Biden Department of Justice who just looks the other way.
Well, maybe this might open that door. Because I will tell you, if we don't fix the weaponization of our Justice Department, we're not going to have a Constitution, a document that I know you revere. Senator Rand Paul, look forward to seeing you, hopefully, and talking to you next week, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
800-941-SEAN, a number you want to be a part of the program. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.